From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama traveled to Schenectady, New York today, where he visited a General Electric plant. Mr. Obama announcing during a tour of the upstate New York facility that GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt will spearhead a new presidential panel on jobs and competitiveness. Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio reports.
Mr. Obama says he chose Immelt to chair his newly formed Council of Jobs and Competitiveness because the GE CEO is not part of the usual Washington crowd. And he says the company has already set an example for innovative energy technology. The president says the creation of the council signals a change in direction from crisis management to economic recovery, which he admits isn't happening fast enough to make up for the damage done in the depths of the recession.
The past 2 years were about pulling our economy back from the brink. The next 2 years, our job now is putting our economy into overdrive.
The president set a goal of doubling America's exports abroad over the next 2 years and selling more goods to China, saying he wants two-way trade, not just one-way trade. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Schenectady, New York.
Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords left a hospital in Tucson today, arriving at a long-term rehabilitation facility in Houston. NPR's Ted Robbins says the next phase of her recovery is likely to take some time.
Doctors and therapists say it'll be weeks or months before they know the full extent of Giffords' disabilities from her gunshot wound to the brain. She left University Medical Center in Tucson riding in an ambulance and followed by a motorcycle escort. Lee Silva and her mother, Maxine Coase, watched and said the transfer seems like the end of the initial shock and grief over the January 8th attack.
I don't know. I feel like this kind of closes that part out and moves everybody into the next step of her recovery.
And to think that she's come this far in such a short period of time is a miracle.
In a tweet, Giffords' husband, Mark Kelly, thanked doctors and nurses in Tucson and said she'd return as soon as possible. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Minnesota Republican Michelle Bachmann will be delivering a speech tonight in Iowa that may be closely watched given the role that state plays in terms of the presidential caucuses. Bachmann, who was elected on a strong anti-tax platform, has acknowledged she is considering seeking the GOP nomination in 2010. Charlotte-based Bank of America waiting with lower fourth-quarter earnings numbers, capping a difficult year for the firm. Bank of America, for the 3 months ending in December, says it lost $1.6 billion. For all of last year, losses totaled $3.6 billion. B of A CEO Brian Moynihan spent much of the past year dealing with one crisis after another. Both the bank's credit card unit and home loan business struggled to deal with losses as a result of new regulations and weak activity in the housing market. Mixed earnings at week's end weighed on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 49 points, but the NASDAQ was down 14 points today. You're listening to NPR. A Virginia teen has returned to the U.S. after being stuck in Kuwait for the past month. Gulit Mohammed had been on the government's no-fly list, a Somali-born U.S. citizen claiming he was beaten and tortured while in Kuwait. Gulit's lawyers say that his detention was at the behest of U.S. authorities who questioned him about his travels in 2009 to Yemen and Somalia. The 19-year-old says he's concerned others might encounter similar problems. A Justice Department official declined comment on the allegations. A British judge has approved the extradition to the U.S. of an alleged al-Qaeda operative. As Larry Miller reports from London, the suspect is accused of being part of the plot to detonate explosives aboard the New York City subway system.
24-year-old Pakistani national Abid Nasir denies he's a terrorist and plans to appeal against the court's decision to permit his extradition to the U.S. Prosecutors claim he was involved in a terror campaign targeting sites in Britain, Norway, and the U.S. American authorities allege Nasir conspired with others in a foiled attack on the New York subways. In 2009, he was arrested in England over a suspected bomb plot. He was released without charge and stayed in Britain after courts blocked his return to Pakistan over concerns he'd be tortured there. His removal to the U.S. is unlikely until the European Court of Human Rights rules on similar terror-linked extradition cases. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Swedish automaker Saab has announced a recall of 4,400 of its cars to fix fuel pump problems the automaker says could cause the engine to stall. Saab says the recall will affect 2010 model 9-3 sedans built between June and October of last year. Saab says the pumps could cease, stopping the flow of fuel to the car. No accidents or injuries reported. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.